This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So I went to Switzerland for the past 10 days or so, came back over the weekend.
Yeah.
And you know, going into this, my mother-in-law was on the trip with us for the first probably 3 days of the trip, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
And our plan was to meet up with her, and I had arranged an Airbnb in this little town called Montreux, Switzerland. All right. It was an Airbnb with 2 rooms, separate rooms. So my wife and I would have a room. She would have a room. It was an apartment. It was a nice apartment. 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, a living room, a kitchen. It was great. I arranged it all months in advance. And we get down to this little town, little Montreux, Switzerland. And it's a perfect location where it is. All right. It's right down on the strip of the city.
Ooh.
It's where everything's happening. All the restaurants are down there. All the bars are down there. It's right off the main street. Couple blocks from the lake, from Lake Geneva. There's a different Lake Geneva that's there.
Not our Lake Geneva.
Yeah, I'm like,
there's another lake.
You're talking
there.
About foreign stuff. You know, people check out. Yeah. Get to the point. People can't even read the foreign news.
You're right. So I'm having trouble finding this place, first of all, because it's a foreign country. I have no idea where we're going.
Yikes.
And somehow the address this woman sent to me through the Airbnb app never showed up on my phone. She sent me the exact physical address. But when you book something at Airbnb, they only give you a general location because it's a safety thing. They don't want you just going to someone's house.
That makes sense.
I guess. So I'm trying to find out where it is. And I realize I'm going to have to call this woman, make an international phone call. So I call the woman. Her name's Maguette. And she speaks broken English, pretty good, but she's much more fluent in French, clearly, because we're in the French part of Switzerland.
So I was going to say, what do they even speak in Switzerland?
Well, there's
right?
a French part, there's a German part, and there's an Italian part, so it really depends on where you are in the country. It's very
Jeez.
Weird. It's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother-in-law speaks fluent French, so I put her on the phone. I go, here, can you find out where she is? So my mother-in-law takes the phone, and she's on the phone for like 3 minutes with this woman, asking her all these questions in
Ooh.
French. I have no idea what's going on. She hangs up the phone and she goes, I don't think this place is going to do. I don't think it's going to be right. And I go, excuse me? She goes, yeah. She says, it's right on the street and it's going to be too noisy for me. I'm not going to be able to sleep. It's going to be too much noise.
Oh.
And there's no air conditioning. I can't stay in this place.
This is what your mother-in-law tells you the woman with the Airbnb told her?
Yes. Because she was asking her questions about the location. Because it was right on a main street. And she didn't want to stay there. So she goes...
So probably what your mother-in-law asked was, do you have air conditioning? There's
yep.
no way somebody that rented it to you offered that up without you asking.
I did, and we knew it didn't have air conditioning. She knew that going into it.
Oh.
She wasn't happy with the location because it
knew.
Was going to be too loud. Because it was right on the street. So we find this place eventually. We walk up to this Airbnb, and it's a woman, very nice French woman. She's got a little daughter, and her husband is there that doesn't speak a word of English. And they're expecting just to show us around and then leave and let us stay there. Instead, they get assaulted by us coming in and saying, this is going to be too loud. We can't stay here. How do we cancel? And it turns into an hour-long discussion with this woman about where we might be able to stay, where we could go. Can I get my money back? I have to call Airbnb. I'm on the phone with them for 15 minutes
Yeesh.
Trying to figure out if I can get my money back
what
for this.
What time is this?
This is at like probably 5:15, 5:30
okay.
on a Friday night in a foreign country canceling our Airbnb. So we now have nowhere to stay. Nowhere. Because we've canceled it. I'm like, we don't have anywhere to go.
Oh my God.
So then what did you do?
All we have is a car. So my wife gets on her phone and starts looking around for hotels. We're calling around these little villages, trying to find a place that has an opening. We finally find one hotel that has one room where the three of us have to all room together.
Oh, even better.
So the first night that we're in this town, we cancel our Airbnb. We end up at this hotel, which is very nice, by the way. It ended up being a very cool hotel, which air conditioning way better than the Airbnb. But still, we're all staying in the same room together because it was too loud. And wouldn't you know it, this hotel also too loud.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Oh, jeez. So then what?
So she's sleeping with her earplugs, and I go out and I just start getting hammered because I was like, we have a place to go. I'm just going to go down to the bar and start drinking.
I spent so much on this vacation. I can't wait to blow all my money on booze
uh-huh.
so I can check out.
I just wanted to go downstairs and just unwind. I'm like, I just want to relax and go downstairs and unwind. So I'm down at the bar. My mother-in-law comes downstairs and she wakes
Christ.
Up. She comes down
no.
and talks
You're
to
like,
me.
You're like, take a hint.
She comes
That's
down.
What I would have
Stay
said.
In bed,
Take
damn
a
it.
Hint. I'm drinking because of you.
She comes down and she's talking to us. And this is where she turns 100% on me. I did not see this coming and a light years away. She comes down and she waits for my wife to go to the bathroom and says to me, she goes, look, I'm really sorry that I'm causing such an inconvenience to you guys right now. And I go, excuse me? She goes, I can't imagine the rage that you're probably feeling inside right now. And I go, Yeah,
so
you're pretty much right.
She was like, so many more questions now.
She was like, she goes, let's get through tonight. She goes, and what could you do if you could do anything right now? What would it be? I go, I want to go skydiving. I want to jump out of an airplane. She was like, you go do that tomorrow. She's like, if you don't go do that tomorrow, I'm going to be upset with you. And I'm booking my own room tomorrow night. She ended up getting her own place. We had to find it for her, but she paid for her own place. We had to take her there. Oh. But then we ended up splitting off ways. But the fact that she was at least understanding and knew that she was being a pain was kind of a nice little change, wouldn't you agree?
I guess, yeah.
I'm trying to find the silver lining.
I guess this is an ad for how great his mother-in-law is in the end. I can't say anything bad. Like, what the hell,
exactly.
Dude? Four words. That's what I would have said through the damn thing.
Four words, Riggs.
Yes. Quit your bitching.
Oh, that's three.
That was three.
We told you so.
I knew this. Oh, I knew
told
it would
you
happen.
This was going to happen.
I knew
we
it would happen.
We told you it was going to happen.
I knew there was going to be some sort of a snafu.
Oh.
Freaking out in a foreign country about having no place to stay. It ended up being okay in the end. But still, the moment of terror, being in a foreign country, not knowing where you're staying, is freaking you out, right?
Hell yeah.
That's why I would have kept where I had. Yeah. I wouldn't have canceled it and been like, guess I'll find something else.
Hey, man. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. It all worked out in the end, though, kind of, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.